All the candidates had to write a mini-election address, setting out the reasons they wanted to be on the student council. Florentina's was checked over by Abel, who refused to add or subtract anything, and by Miss Treadgold, who only commented on the grammar. Voting was all day Friday at the end of the second week, and the result was always announced by the headmaster after assembly the following Monday morning. It was a terrible weekend for Florentina, and Miss Treadgold spent the entire time saying, "Settle down, child." Even Edward, who played tennis with her on Saturday afternoon, hardly raised a sweat, winning 6-0, 6-0. "It wouldn't take Jack Kramer to tell you that you're not concentrating, child." "Oh, do be quiet, Edward. I don't care whether I'm elected to the student council or not." Florentina woke up at 5 o'clock on Monday morning and was dressed and ready for breakfast by 6. She read the paper through 3 times, and Miss Treadgold didn't utter a word to her until it was time to leave for school. "Remember, my dear, that Lincoln lost more elections than he won, but still became president." "Yes, but I'd like to start out with a win," said Florentina. The assembly hall was packed by 9 o'clock. Morning prayers and the headmaster's announcements seemed to take forever. Florentina's eyes stared down at the floor. "And now I shall read the results of the student council election," said the headmaster. "There were 15 candidates, and 6 have been elected to the council. First, Jason Morton, 109 votes, president. Second, Kathy Long, 87. Third, Roger Dingle, 85. Fourth, Al Rubin, 81. Fifth, Michael Pratt, 79. The headmaster coughed and the room remained silent. Sixth, Florentina Rosnovsky with 76 votes. The runner-up was Pete Welling with 75 votes. The first council meeting will be in my office at 10:30 this morning. Assembly dismissed. Florentina was overwhelmed and threw her arms around Edward.